Good late evening, y'all. Welcome to Karen Hope's 15 minutes of solid inspiration. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a few days since I've been here, y'all. No emergencies are going on. I just tell you, it's back to school time. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, like for a week before. And then now we're getting balanced with school and you know, scheduling different times. Our sleep patterns have changed. It's just been really, really busy. And in the midst of all of that, I realized that I let my apartment get a little disorganized. So I told myself I can't do anything else. I couldn't, actually. My energy was all over the place. I couldn't until I got those house projects done. The only one I didn't get done was my closet. But that's not so bad because, you know, that's the closet. Shut the door. But everything else, oh God, it had to get done. So, yeah. Hence, I have the time and the energy and the right, okay, also the reason to sit down here under this very beautiful moon. It's a full moon tonight. This August 11th, 2022. It is approximately 10:15 p.m. Oh, yeah. This is later than usual. Not the latest, though. I think the latest that I've done a podcast has been right around midnight. But, yeah. Y'all, let's just you hear that beautiful silence. Well, what we're going to do, you'll probably hear some cars going by. I hope you don't hear this device shuffling. Maybe I should put it down. Yeah, what you will hear is some cars going by and maybe some birds, which is very strange because I've heard some birds come by very loud, like being very loud, and I don't know why I didn't think birds were like that active at night. These bad boys are, doing what they want to do. But anyway, yes, let's give God a little time. Let's do some reflection of our day. Know it's a little later, so now we have a whole day that we can look back on and say thank you for a lot of things. Even the things that didn't go quite our way, we know if we believe what God is saying, because He is faithful to His word, not us, to His word. It's all going to work out for us anyway. We just have to believe it and transmute. Because, you know, like say for instance, someone's coming at us with some bad energy, we can't like necessarily like destroy that energy. No, it's energy. It can't be. But what I'm trying to say is we can transmute it. We can make it completely different than what it was supposed to come at us. You know, how am I trying to say that? We can turn that energy into something that's for our good. If it's like coming at us in a bad way, we could turn around and use it for our good. It may be something that hurts us and we have to grow through it, and it makes us stronger or it makes us wiser to the next time, or it's something like that. I got a bit tongue-tied right there. You know, sometimes the words get all jumbled up together, and I, you know, we all go through that, I'm sure, when there's a thought, but the words are just not right there quite yet. So, yes. Y'all, let's give God a little glory. And let's be quiet for a second. Let's reflect, and I'm going to talk to you in just a minute. So I guess we can consider that silence. That was kind of abrupt, wasn't it? Oh, goodness. I guess we can consider this silence. You know, there's a lot of... Do you hear, like the loud bugs? I believe they're crickets, or maybe those... what do you call them? It starts with a C? I won't even try to pull it out of my vocabulary files right now. No. Because I want to talk about something else. We can just hear this outside. Can't we?
Yeah.
Just listen to that. That's why I like to sit out here. My back porch, okay, usually I'm back there, But yeah, there's a whole bunch of balconies facing me. So I just really just want to chill and look out into the sky and look out, you know, without too much feeling like I don't have privacy. So yeah. It's a really nice time. But anyway, yeah, let's talk about this, y'all. So ego versus trusting God, trusting our ego versus trusting God. Now, every single one of these podcast episodes we talk about how we trust God and it takes us in a positive place, takes us in a positive direction, it takes us toward progression instead of regression, you know, or during times of depression, how we can get out of it, you know, we can elevate by focusing on the highest power in the universe, the creator of the universe, of all time and space, matter, which is God. If we focus on it, if we focus on it in every single way that he's given us to stay focused, you know, we have Christ Jesus, we have the Holy Ghost, we have angels, we have our ancestors. Like if we look at our skin, we have blood coursing through our veins that prove that it's not anything that I don't have to be all mystical or anything. It is what it is. We'll look at ourselves in the mirror. We're looking at our ancestors. We look at ourselves in the mirror. Those are the people that were praying for us more than thousands of years ago. They were praying for their blood, you know, their bloodline. And it's still lasting. It's still lasting. There hasn't always been a Bible. Yes, so let's talk about this. Trusting our ego versus trusting God. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, we already know which one is the best one. If you're listening here, if you've tuned in here, 15 minutes or 15-ish minutes of solid inspiration, we already know where this is going to go. We know we're going to go in the direction of trusting God, but let's talk about why. Usually I talk about why first, but we'll talk about why not first today, the trusting our ego part instead of. Okay, y'all. And sorry for my tired voice, y'all. It's late during the day. I mean, it's been a full day. The mommy thing has been done to the fullest today. And the head of the household has been done to the fullest today. The protector and the all that, the nurturer, to the fullest today. So I think you might hear it in my voice, but hey, I really am still excited. There goes one of those cars. Still very excited to talk about this tonight. My spirit is very excited to talk about this ego that we shouldn't hold on to, we shouldn't trust. Because do you know why? Because we'll go around trying to prove ourselves. What are we proving ourselves for? If we're always trying to prove ourselves, that means we're unsure about what we're doing. We're unsure. No. That will trip us up every single time. That'll make us slip every single time. That will definitely make us fall every single time. When we're not sure about what we're feeling, what we're seeing, what we're hearing, faith comes by hearing. And the Word of God says that, and I believe it. I wish I could do. I've been taught that, y'all. I'm gonna be honest and say I don't think I've ever actually read that in the Word of God, but I've heard it in church, and the pastor was reading from the Word, so. I just have to be honest about that. But what I've been taught is faith comes by hearing. Mm-hmm. And I take this as the truth. So when we're not believing what we're hearing, where is our faith going? Out the window? Or through the roof? Or down the drain? Or up the river? You get what I'm saying? Forgive the squeaky chair. It's reminding me of that Madea episode, that Madea movie, when Uncle Joe said, the chair was saying, help me. Okay, so let me get back serious again. It's going to take a minute. Wait. Oh, God, this squeaky chair. So, yeah. So, the ego part. When we're trying to prove ourselves, we're not certain, we're not certain, we're not certain. That's when we start to doubt. The doubt is we're looking in the mirror. What did I say earlier about what we see in the mirror? We see our ancestors, but what we see is what God created, what He created us to be. So when we start to doubt that, it starts to bring in all that bad energy, all that self-sabotaging talk, and victimization and a mindset of lack. Those things will bring us down every time. And it's easy to blame other people for these things too. But really, it's just not having a full grasp on God working. And we're trying to prove ourselves to ourselves or someone else. And that's the worst thing we could do. It's the worst thing we could do. That's when we become our own worst enemy. Now let's talk about the good part. Let's talk about the part that really I want to focus on, because we are 11 minutes in already. What I want to talk about is improving ourselves instead of proving ourselves. You see the difference? See the difference with it just a little. I am, impossible when it becomes possible, and that I am. It makes a difference in this one word, just at I am. It's all we have to do. Improve ourselves. Now that is when we start to just get away from our ego and really just lean on God's understanding. What does that mean? Not fight or force anything, to let go of control, like stop being control freak. A lot of times people think that's when we treat other people, we try to run people's lives. Yeah, that's a bully. But really and truly, if we're really thinking about what a lack of self-control is, that it's just like our mind racing. Always racing, always trying to devise a plan instead of just looking at what God has for us. Now look, when we see and we experience, and here we go, we hear, we can sit down and think about it and start to make a plan, like write a goal down, and the goal becomes a plan, and the plan becomes an experience when we actually take action. Action starting with prayer, sincere prayer, never-ending prayer, asking God for direction, a positive direction, because things come at us every day. That's what I'm saying. We can prove ourselves to ourselves that we're just the coolest and the baddest and the strongest. We can prove it. But if we're trying to prove that to ourselves and everybody else, we really aren't. We're not trusting that we are. When we just lean on God's understanding, just let it be. Not just let it be. Maybe I mean accept what it is and then pray about it no matter how we're feeling, because we may feel absolutely bad. We may feel absolutely gypped and cheated and backstabbed. It just might be what it is. It is what it is. We can't write off what it is, but we can honor that feeling by talking to God about it and telling Him how we feel and telling Him to take it away, help us work through it. So with the, whatever blockage that was bringing us, because that will block our money, y'all. I'll tell you that right now. That'll block our money. To being stuck like that, it'll block our money, baby. And also other things, but I'm just being real about that. That's what most people on the planet have a common desire. A common need, a common want, goal, money. all that negative stuff, all that negative, you have to let some stuff go. Yeah. You know, it's like a, it's just a weight lifted, you see. And it, when weight is lifted, we can rise, right? It's all about elevation. It's all about elevation. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go. We're at 15 minutes and 28 seconds. Thank you so much for being here so late with me. If you are currently supporting the podcast, thank you. And, you know, thank you. I mean, thank you. Oh, God. There I go. Jumping the gun again. If you are considering supporting the podcast, thank you in advance, y'all. Oh, I'm going to go to sleep now. Do you hear my voice? I usually don't sound so tired, do I? Yeah, I'm going to make myself a cup of tea and retire for the evening. But again, thank you so much for being here. I'm looking forward to talking to y'all with all of my slate. It's pretty much clean and clear. I think I have the right and the reason. I really do think about the right to go ahead and talk positivity to y'all and stay encouraged and stay inspired together, because no one can do that when there's stuff all disorganized all around. It's a slap in the face. Yeah. So we're back on track, y'all. Love and light to you and yours. God bless you, and I'll be talking to you soon.